The Trader Cobb Crypto Show, talking business in blockchain.
G'day everybody and welcome to the Trader Cobb Crypto Show. I hope you're having a good day. Listen, Bitcoin went a bit funny, didn't it? If anybody's looked at the charts this morning or this afternoon or wherever you are, you'll actually have a look and see a pretty funky candle. Now, it's not the biggest of candles given, all right? It's not huge. But there's a $200 spike candle, which has given us a nice green daily candle. Now, it's not closed at the top of the range for that candle, and it's not closed at the bottom. So it is still bullish because it's up on yesterday, just 0.5% though. So not a hugely bullish day by any stretch of the imagination, but it did move. And you look at this and you think to yourself, what could this potentially mean? Well, I don't give two hoots what it means as far as who did it, how it happened, or anything like that. What I'm looking at is where it has pulled back to. Now, the buying that came in, I mean, the selling was basically one 15-minute candle, 6320 down to a close of 6251. So it wasn't even a $100 move. But from that push down, we met a lot of buying, and that buying occurred over the space of one full hour, giving us a pretty big bullish candle. Now, again, where have we pulled back into is really what is interesting to me. And for me, I'm looking at this chart. I mean, the place that the market sort of, it didn't quite get down to the support. There's a little bit of support down there on an 8-hour chart around 6,200, all right? Now, it didn't quite get there. But it's pulled back right into that cradle zone. There's a small bearish candle in that cradle zone, and it's looking quite nice. Now, I don't love the chart structure that we have on Bitcoin right now based on that candle, but, you know, it's pulled back into that zone, and we'll have a quick look through the top 10 because it's not just, I'm just noticing now, because, you know, the start to my day is a podcast with you. You're generally looking at the top 10 and talking about what's going on there on the charts. Ethereum's done exactly the same thing with that spike. Bitcoin Cash, exactly the same. Except for Bitcoin Cash hit 410 on the nose. Now, 410 is a level of support that I've got drawn in here on my charts. It's bounced off it quite heavily. EOS didn't sell off as hard, but certainly did progress to the upside just as hard, and it's up 2.62% as we speak. Cardano, again, that spike candle is there. Stellar Lumens up 0.75. The chart on Stellar Lumens is really doesn't look great. I mean, when I say doesn't look great, I'm talking about against the dollar here on Bittrex. So probably thinner volume there than anywhere else. I should probably throw I think Bitfinex have got that contract now, that pair now. So I might have to throw that in because that's looking pretty average. But anyway, let's have a look here at NEO. NEO was down quite significantly. You know, it was down at $14.68. Now it's at $15.47. That's a pretty solid move back to 1% up for the day. But again, the chart's a bit messy there on NEO for me. IOTA is the top performer in the top 10. Dipped down to 44 cents and since then has rocketed back up and continues to have good, strong momentum to the upside. And Ripple looking the same. It's sitting around the support and resistance level. Not one that I'm too keen on. I'm not going to be trading Ripple today by the look of it, just because of that chart structure. Again, it's just not great. And Litecoin also with a spike and back right now. So effectively what I'm saying is that something happened. Something made the market do a little hissy fit, a little wobble. And it's a green wobble. So it's wobbled into our favor, if anything. But it's a time for me to sort of just assess how that looks. I mean, if I look at Litecoin against Bitcoin now on the 8-hour chart, I've got a beautiful little cradle right there, smack bang in that zone. But the chart structure doesn't look great because we've got that spike candle now. So it's about being cautious for the time being. I'm going to go through and do my top 100 scan shortly, and that will give me a few answers as to where and what, not why, I'll be trading today. But there's always opportunity around. You just got to know exactly where it is that you are looking. And I hope you have a fantastic day, guys. I'll speak to you again all very soon. Bye for now.
The Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast is hosted by Craig Cobb. All Trader Cobb courses, products, and tools can be found at tradercobb.com because experience matters.